And welcome to Season 8, Episode 38 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and I am so very happy to be once again in the grand company of two fine, fine gentlemen who I call brothers in arms, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you, sir?
I am very tired.
I can imagine we will be discussing the trials and tribulations of the one and only traveling man, Chief. Goon? You making it? I mean, it's a Monday. It's a Monday. Who's making it on a Monday?
It was cold in the office, but I didn't have the essays helping me the way you did.
You, sir, have a very interesting definition of the word help.
Well, they helped me last Wednesday.
Yes.
Right. I inquired on Tuesday, are we going to have a Patch Wednesday? And they said, why no, Goon? So that's what I told all the developers who came in, and guess what they decided at 5:45 the next morning?
I'm going to go with two words, Patch Wednesday.
Down all day, yeah. Wow.
And of course, they blamed you because you were the messenger.
No, well, the local guys didn't blame me. I don't know what the SAs did, but I'm no longer listening to them, nor am I providing any prognostications on whether or not there will be a Patch Wednesday.
Or even telling people ahead of time.
Right, because now what I'm just saying is,
You'll have to change the color of your badge.
What do you think, Chief? Good answer?
Well, I mean, you've been there before, so I mean, it's...
Many times.
You obviously took the training.
All of it, repeatedly.
I was just shaking my head ruefully. After I had three cups of coffee to calm my nerves. Didn't help as much as you might think.
No. But on the topic of spreading the word, our one and only Chief has taken on a technological evangelism, so to speak, and has been hither and yon, would you not say, Chief?
I was in the middle of, so I am currently living in the middle of nowhere, but they educated me on what nowhere really looked like.
You thought you were in nowhere.
Yeah, I was in nowhere and I talked to nobody. I was like, that's going to be kind of hard because I thought I was supposed to show people what to do. And they're like, No, you obviously don't know what you're doing here. And
they then handed you a gun.
No.
Were you a smiling salesperson? That's all you do is you just smile at him?
No. I took a shot of the one of the areas because there wasn't a whole lot I was able to view. Especially since they said no pictures.
Gee, doesn't this kind of violate that whole no picture thing?
I was allowed to take pictures 200 miles away, which is where that is. Wow. So if you've ever wanted to see what the other side of the Rio Grande looked like, there you go.
Wow, you got a little town in the valley, and up there in the hills, you got a whole lot of nothing going on.
Yeah, and on the other side of that, there's water. And so all they have to do is get past the water and then get past some hills. And that is how, that's how they do it. That's how they come in.
Wow.
Do they sing The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music?
No, are speaking English. So English as a second language is more of, you know, the state motto than a chorus.
I see.
And I thought it was hilarious because I went in there and they didn't even pretend like I was American. just talked to me, pointed, and then walked away. And then the person I was with said, I guess we're going over there. And then they asked what we wanted and basically everything was in Spanish. And I thought this was great. I get to finally test it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy, becoming annoyed, decided that he was going to do the American Spanish, no hablo espanol, you know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. There you go. And that's not insulting at all.
Well, I want you to know that I'm helping you in the way that Crutch would have, because what they should be singing is, wow. Las colinas están vivas con el sonido de la música. You're welcome.
The hills are alive with the sound of music?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, I'm the racist. Get it?
Wait a minute. How is that racist? I'm helping.
You said helping like Crutch would.
Oh, I guess I did say that, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Actually, so somebody does pay attention to what you say here, so there's that.
Either I have to admit to making a mistake, or I have to admit to you not being a racist sometimes.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
Yeah, I made a mistake, Chief.
It's okay. We all do it.
Thank you.
Feeling the love. I'm mischievous.
I can already hear Yankee Swap Fox typing up a letter, an email to support you.
He's a good man. Don't pick on him.
Can you hear my dogs barking right now?
Yes, we can.
Yes, because I can hear them through the headphones. So
apparently the CPF is on molecule duty again.
I can't tell which one that is. I think it might be Doug, Doug's in the doghouse.
Literally?
Well, kind of. So yesterday evening, when I was coming home, I stopped at Giant to get a lunch for me for today.
Mm-mm.
One of the things that was on sale was a little can of almonds with the wasabi seasoning on them.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly what you're thinking. I put the can way in the back on the breakfast bar.
Like that mattered.
And it was sealed with a metal top, so I figured no way he could smell it. Yeah. Yep, he cut his lip on the metal top, but that didn't stop him from consuming everything, which caused Hurricane to go into, a bit of a tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to run to the grocery store to get peroxide to give him so he would throw up all the nuts, because nuts are bad and will make him throw up. I pause now for you to tell me what the difference was. No, don't, because...
Yeah, no.
A divorce would be too expensive.
Yes, sir. It is always the answer, sir.
I should have known better rather than to become annoyed. I just went downstairs and sat with Showcat and talked with her. I don't know why we're doing this, Showcat. I really don't, but okay. And she's like, I'll be right back. I want to go watch a puppy throw up. Exactly, Showcat.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Perfect timing. Yeah, that's perfect timing, baby.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Doug can't have nice things.
And he ate them all.
Wow. Even
but he's fine.
It, really? Did he throw up?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well then.
Oh yeah, that peroxide does a good job. Takes about 10 minutes.
Does it make the hair around his mouth blonde?
I don't know. I didn't look. I don't allow dog kisses after this happens.
I can't imagine why.
Could he be more golden?
Yeah. No.
No, I believe
Showcat is walking away now, shaking her head ruefully.
Oh, she doesn't like our jokes. That's a shame. Such a shame.
No. She likes the jokes. All right. She's shaking it at Doug.
Oh, at that point, he's a platinum retriever.
She's thinking, my God, what a gullible breed.
Oh, but they love us. You know, how can you argue?
She goes, at least the little curly one has some poodle in her, so maybe there's some hope for her.
Only if she acts like the French, right?
I don't notice her surrendering. I notice her being very aggressive toward Doug.
Mm, maybe she's belted.
She jumps on his back, grabs him by the scruff of the neck and growls. And he just looks at her like, what are you doing?
Does she know that's not considered a foreplay anymore?
wait, what?
Ew. Oh, gosh, moving on, please. tell us more about your travels.
Yes, indeed.
Please.
Bail us out of this, okay?
So, in the middle of the desert, there's just desert and holes. And the person kept saying, why are there holes? And I, of course, said, I do not know. But having the disease I have, I was like, but I will find out. So I started talking to people, even though I was told don't talk to people. I was like, but I got to know. And then yeah, I was told, and I was like, well, that kind of makes sense. And I told him, and then we saw a truck in that position, and he goes, ah, so now it makes sense.
It's a truck. Because,
yeah, well, it is because there are fixed items that cannot move. So if you move the entire truck, then you have made it so that they all move. Mm. That's how you do it. That's it. Again, basically everything I was told is, you know, the only thing that I can confirm is for the New Mexico. So, and I was like, this is dumb. You stop telling, if we don't go over things that I'm not supposed to share, then I can't share them because I don't know. Like, I would have never known any of the stuff that he said. And so.
Are there aliens?
Of course. Well, I mean, I saw a whole bunch at Walmart. They're about 4'10".
Well, that just makes me sound real bad, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Once again, everyone I spoke with
said that I was racist.
Was not in my native tongue.
Ah.
Well, now I'm thinking maybe you're an alien, too.
Who, me?
All this time you've been accusing the chief, and, you know, they're little guys. The
new projection thing, huh?
I'm thinking was a way to distract us. I'll give this some more thought.
It's you always comment about the size and shape of your head.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Mm. Senor Castro. And
well, okay, that's not shape or size. That's consistency.
Well,
still.
Remember when we would speak about the old ones who came before?
Yes, the old ones. The old ones who came before.
Yes. And
I'm not nearly that tall.
Well, no, we're talking about more the cave dwellers. Oh. And how you would always comment about Neanderthalism.
Oh, with my protruding brow.
See? I mean, you have all these fancy names.
Well, no, that's my band name.
Protruding Brow?
Protruding Brow?
There you go.
Never heard of it.
It's not bad.
Thank you. Yeah.
I've never sampled their music.
It's okay. It's a cross between Japanese anime music and bagpipes.
That might actually be interesting.
I knew I piqued your interest. Again? Have you guys ever tried to play bagpipes?
No.
It's very difficult. I couldn't get a sound out of the darn thing. Not a sound.
You know, we didn't put in the show notes.
What did we didn't put in the show notes?
Since our last show, you and I went on a little Sunday afternoon adventure.
Well, you know, that's true, we did.
And there were bagpipes.
There were. And they were played by the Naval Academy, the United States Naval Academy, which is interesting in and of itself.
You recall I commented as we were walking into the Renaissance Festival.
We went to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, folks, which for those of you in Maryland know it's a pretty busy place. But for those of you not in the area, it is a gathering that takes place between mid to late August through most of October. on the weekends. They have a little medieval village set up with lots of shops for you to buy all kinds of non-medieval things. Seriously.
And alcoholic beverages and food.
And lots of shows, very number of entertainers. I think we saw three shows while we were...
Yeah, we did. Who did you like the best? Because I know I have my favorite.
The lady at the end with telling the story over and over again.
Yes, me too. She made me laugh a lot.
So she's going through the story, and every time somebody new would sit down in the audience, she would go, oh, somebody new. Well, here, you didn't miss anything. And she would literally recap from the beginning to the exact point where she was and then continue on.
Faster and faster. Gwendolyn Steele was her name.
Yes. And she's quite impressive because there were about three kids showed up about 5 minutes before the end of the show, and she just stopped and stared at them. And then she took a deep breath and in like one breath recounted the entire show. The kids
breathes.
I'm trying to figure out how. Yeah, it was impressive. But we were properly attired in various medieval garb. That's from my really overdone collection.
Did I have to use my charisma at all that day? I don't recall.
You talked to everybody. You were talking to people in line. You were talking. You got us those very nice seats. The place is really crowded. We're trying to find some place to eat. And he convinced some rather scary-looking individual who's sitting there with his young daughters that, you know, we weren't too much of a freak show to sit down and join them.
Exactly. That was right after. Do you mind if we join you, sir? That's all it took.
Well, and then the reputation, you know, the charisma.
Does the armor stop the charisma, do you think?
No, in my case, it holds in the shame.
Oh, God.
It's more of a carapace for me.
We had some wonderful food, didn't we?
We did. We had scotch eggs.
Do you know what those are, Chief?
No, my goodness.
It came out of Scotland, I believe.
Okay.
The name.
Imagine somebody goes to all the trouble to hard boil an egg, cover it in sausage meat, then in breadcrumbs, and then fry it.
Then deep fry it or pan fry it, I suppose. And you can have mustard or as we had, nothing.
It was beauteous. It is the perfect protein. It's about the size of a hand grenade, which is kind of what it did to my stomach, but hey, I enjoyed it.
We had that and, I don't know, a drink.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, we got one of the sausages on a stick. Everything is on a stick there. In fact, the kids we were sitting with had mac and cheese triangles on a stick.
There was also a cheesecake on a stick. We thought of you, Chief.
Yes. Now, that is one thing that I told... I saw a sign. Actually, I have a sign. It was I'm sitting there. I'm looking. I'm like, there's a disturbance in the force, and I detected a napkin dispenser.
Hmm?
Now the napkin dispenser had something on it that everyone needs to know about. I'm going to share that with you, fine gentlemen.
And I will share with them out there in the world.
Oh.
So it said, pie de queso. And I was like, pie of cheese? All right. I know what cheesecake means.
Si mucho.
He's very nice.
So I see the dude running around because it's like, who orders that at 12 in the afternoon?
And you took your two thumbs and pointed them at yourself. This guy.
He's running around and he's doing stuff to it. And I'm not sure what he's doing, but apparently it was frozen because they normally people order this at night. And so I don't know if he was flambéing it or what, but only only the bottom of it was warm, and it was like melting to the top.
Nice.
And so the guy, okay, this is 12. Our flight is at 3.
Uh-oh.
The airport is 10 minutes away. So from the last bite and Donde Pagamos, which is where do I pay? And then and then she basically said, oh, I'll bring it and you can give it to me. So from that point, I told him that it's 50-50 on what this cheesecake is going to do to me. And it landed tails. So I said, I'm going to let you off and then I'll come find you. And then an hour later, I did find
him. Oh my gosh.
But I was like, I went and I was walking and I said, there's got to be a restroom in this Las Cruces.
No, donde está el baño?
I know that one.
So I looked and I was like, this isn't going to be good.
Inmediatamente, por favor.
So when I went there, I heard people coming in and out, right? But and I wasn't grunting, but the other side of me was, you know, blowing the horn of Gondor. So they were... I would hear them
calling the troops home.
And then I would hear them walk out. Like, there's another one. It's a 2-minute walk. This isn't worth it. Except for one guy who apparently had the same cheesecake as me because there's only 2 stalls in a urinal. And he went in and he must, okay, so in that picture, there's also salsas.
Uh-huh.
He must have mixed that because he sounded like he was in pain. I mean, I knew why I was emptying out. But this man was like, you know, someone put the devil's spit on my chip and I ingested it because.
Oh my gosh.
There's a thing called dueling banjos, but you're not supposed to have.
Dueling colons?
Yeah, I was on the way. I was just about finished, but this man had just came in. And so.
I will start act 2.
Yeah. Except, you know, his was more opera because he was vocally showing his dismay along, you know, there would be the chorus.
He's singing back up to his own colon.
So those poor toilets. Oh, and I looked, I was like, they need bigger toilets because that was getting dangerously close. And there was no, since it's the auto flush thing. You know, you have to get up in order for it to flush.
Oh, I hate this.
And so this man was getting up like every 2 minutes
to have it
flush and then come back. And then he would sit down. And I would watch him. I was like, are you doing crunches or no, squats?
In a way, yes.
Yeah, he was going up and down. And I was like, look, you're not going to bother me because I can't smell it. But I could tell with the force that it was leaving him that it was no good.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, and if you look at the name of that place, which is what we couldn't understand. So because the name was Tacos Toro Blanco, and there was a bull.
White bull tacos. Oh, Bronco, not Blanco.
Yeah.
Wild Bill tacos. Wild bull tacos.
And it looked like an actual business. So, like, when I stepped in first, I was like, are we in the lobby of a hotel? Like this doesn't make sense. Until I saw the woman in a bandana holding her child going into the kitchen. And I was like, ah, okay, this is authentic. Because the person I was with says, I don't want to go to a chain. I want to go to, an authentic place. And there's nothing
more. Well, you found it.
Than dysentery?
Yeah, when the person in what should have been in hairnet, but is just something to hold the hair enough so that the kid isn't grabbing it,
mm-hmm.
while she's got a spatula in the other hand, in a relatively clean, and I should have taken a picture because we were trying to debate, there's a mural on the back wall of horses, and mm-hmm. then some kind of script, and he was like, man, when did the Japanese come here? I go, how do you know that's Japanese? And then he just stared at me and was like, oh man, you're right. Okay, so there's Asian script here, and we don't know why that is in an obvious Mexican establishment.
Because the food goes through your colon like a Japanese bullet train?
That is very possible. I had meat. I thought I knew what kind of meat I was having. I was obviously wrong. And it was greasy meat, and I was like, man, is this slathered in pig oil? Because it was supposed to be kosher. Mm. It wasn't.
No.
I don't know. All I know is that I was, by the time I got on the plane, I was incredibly hungry. And it is, this time, I knew the rules, but everyone, the plane was completely full, so I could not do the, yeah, I'm supposed to be sitting up here in first class, where you give, you know, people preferential treatment and food and all this other kind of stuff. But I did sit next to a person who didn't know, apparently, how well my peripheral vision worked, because what he was looking at on his phone is not something he would do on a public airplane.
Wow.
Yep. So I saw him going through, because Southwest allows you free movies and yep. TV shows.
Sure.
Yep.
So you have the app.
Yes. So I thought that's what he was doing until he went to Gallery. And I was like, those are not, if those are movies, those are not the kind of movies that would.
I'm pretty sure you didn't get those off of Netflix.
Yeah, well,
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, there is some raunchy stuff on Netflix nowadays.
I hardly go.
But yeah, it was. So that's what was on one person, and then the guy next to me goes, "Yeah, I've never had this kind of liquor before." And I was like, "Yep, that's even better." and then he handed the dude his phone, and apparently that's how he was going to pay. I was like, "This is all very weird." Now I was trying to watch The Fall Guy. And I was like, why would someone pay money to watch this? Because
it was that bad? Really?
It was, there was no reason. There's no reason for it.
Oh.
It's like.
Did you ever see the TV series? Like even in reruns?
I didn't even know there.
Yeah, it was with Lee Majors.
Lee Majors. Post $6 million man.
No, because this, so.
And the chick, one of the chicks from Dallas, right?
So
I'm Charlene Tilton, I want to say.
I don't know. Here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that much like Jeff Goldblum just plays Jeff Goldblum in movies, Ryan Gosling is just Ryan Gosling.
Heather.
He has the same look for every situation. I mean, I liked him in Gray Man, but apparently in Gray Man and in Blade Runner.
Right.
He's the same person. And then I was like, oh, he's the same person again? Oh, so he's just always this guy. And then I looked.
He went to the Jeff Goldblum School of Acting. Got it.
Yeah. And he was in Driver, and it was the same. So we have that. And but I could only make it so much, and my battery was dying. I was like, this is a sign that I need to stop watching this. But then my son, who picked me up, and I am now convinced that the youngest of Ogryn just has people praying for him constantly. Because as we were driving, I said, "What? I'm not going to critique you. I'm just going to ask you, what's going through your head when you make these decisions?" He's like, "Well, what are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, you got all the way into the middle to turn and then didn't. And now it's red. And now you have to back up. Then you decided that you were going to turn when it was green. And I was like, now you're running the light. The other people in front of you are just as confused as I am as to what your actual intentions are."
Wow. They pretty much hand out driver's licenses like candy now.
Well, I know. See, the older Ogryn said, "I will never let you drive me." and now I know why. And then he said it was really that bad. And I stated that. Then I asked him, how do you play Counter-Strike? And he said, oh, well, they just assigned me. I was like, hey, that must be it, because you have zero reflexes. Like that car was coming. And so we went to go see a movie, and I drove.
Yeah.
And a motorcycle decided to pull out. So a SUV was making a right-hand turn,
mm-hmm.
and there's a stop sign that we're aware of. This is off of the road where you do have 70 miles an hour. And so this guy decides, hey, I can't see oncoming traffic. I'm just going to go for it. And then we hear his motorcycle, and I go, I know what to do, you know, evasive maneuvers. But apparently I scared him so much that he just went full throttle. The bike goes flying, and then he goes rolling. And then my son goes, should we stop to help him? And I'm trying to slow down, but I look in the back, and he is now on the side of the road, and he's getting up. I go, no, he's fine. And then we just get
everything's fine. Move along.
No gaping, sucking chest wounds. Yeah.
What? What movie?
We saw M.I. Race.
Oh. I've heard things about that movie.
Was it good?
So.
It's a documentary. You have to.
It is a mockumentary.
Sorry.
Yes. This is exactly what you expect from a guy who, from a fair-skinned fellow who grew up in Baltimore, because that is where this Mr. Walsh is from. And it showed when he would go up to people and deadpan ask them stuff, or just be so utterly obnoxious. So here's the thing: it's real life, and he's paying money to get people's opinions. And then when you mock them to their face, like a particular person who's so against mansplaining, and he's in his man bun and tight jeans, and goes, well, what's mansplaining? And then she says something, and he goes, I think you're wrong. I think it's this. And starts mansplaining. And then she just stops, because it was like, what are you going to do? And then he invites a black man to join their session, and then says, you know what? I'm going to do something right now. Pulls out his wallet and pays reparations, and then stares at her, going in like, oh, so you only talk about it? You know, this is your chance to take direct action right now. But, well, that's very odd. Is it? Is it? You know, we talk about making the change, being the change, and I have taken a stand as an individual right now instead of, you know, waiting. So it's
all priceless.
How uncomfortable would you feel? And that's all he did. He just made people feel it's so uncomfortable all the time. Everywhere that he went.
Well, considering they've done that to us for the last 5 years, why not?
Exactly.
He did go to a biker bar in the South where he made comments and they just didn't care. And then he was like, well, this doesn't make sense. He's like, I thought all white people were racist and they just don't seem to care about race. And then they said, maybe you're the racist. And he's like, well, yeah, I am. Yeah, and I thought that was... then he made an online course, which if you look on the internet really exists.
Oh my gosh.
And people signed up for it.
Supposedly, several of the people featuring prominently in the movie have like removed all of their social media because they look so redunculous. Yeah.
You would have to. I mean, the stuff that they did, the stuff that he exposed. So there's a book. I can't even search for the name of the book, but it is in the, we'll just call it the woke section, you know, with anti-racist Sabian and all that.
Right.
And he pulls up the book and he shows it to the camera and he goes, I don't think I'm ready for this book. And they're like, yeah, I think you have to grow in your journey. So in the ending credits, you know, after that, we stayed because I don't know, I guess my son had a hunch.
Marvel thing.
Yeah, he calls the bookstore and he says, I'm looking for a book that starts with the letter N. And she goes, I'm going to need more. Well, it has an I You know, there's other vowels. And then once he gets to G, she puts him on hold. And she goes, well, I can't find the, but you know which book I'm talking about, right? Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, movie got a 73 rating from the reviewers and a 98 rating from the viewers.
You mean the critics or?
The critics, yeah, and Rotten Tomatoes. Critics gave it 73. Moviegoers gave it a 98.
Nice. Yes, it wasn't giving a political thing. It was basically, as he put it in his review, you make the people feel comfortable, and then you just let them talk, which is what happened, because it's all so perfect. It was everything pointed to there's nothing you can do to stop the racism, and at that point, he would just stare at them. He's like, then why try?
Why are we paying you lots of monies to tell us about it if there's no way to solve it?
And you should have heard the amounts of money. Well, I mean, they put it up on the screen. Every time he had to go to a course or invite someone for an interview,
mm-hmm.
even though one of the people just gave like four sentences, wow. It was $50,000 for four sentences. That's over $10,000 a sentence.
That's good pay right there.
Yes, sir.
Those are better even than union wages.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how is the union going in the East Coast right now?
Well, I know on the West Coast, if you were in my favorite company to pick on lately, Boeing,
United.
Their union's out on strike, and they're probably going to go bankrupt.
They want more pay for the quality work they do.
Well, you know, they really must be underpaid, because the offer they turned down was going to raise their salary by like 22-23%, and they want 31,
I think. That's the same as the shippers union wants.
Mm-hmm. I know about the dock workers, yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me think of an old George Carlin joke. Longshoremen walked off the pier today. Rescue operations are continuing.
See, that's a clean George Carlin joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and longshoremen, that was a joke. We do not need to come to Stately Goon Manor and make a statement.
Although it would be funny, and bring a video camera if you do.
Yeah, please do. You're gonna get slimed. I'm going to let out Doug.
Only if you feed him some more wasabi nuts, then you let him out.
Oh, Hurricane Wood again. Can't afford the divorce.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say we had some other comedy in there. Yep. If the dock workers go out on strike, Chief, very bad things are going to happen quickly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we will notice that one.
Everyone except for the folks here, because the folks here are I've never seen a whole state cheer for destruction. Like this isn't healthy, you know.
Let's just say it's going to be bad for one political party right before the election.
Yeah, but I think we're...
You want to watch how watch them blame it on Trump. They blamed his own assassination attempt on him. We had a second assassination attempt. And within days, they were saying, you know, if he wasn't out on the golf courses, it would be, the Secret Service's job would be easier. That's an actual story in the news. Like, I'm sorry, maybe his dress wasn't long enough, but you know.
Well,
yeah, I don't even.
Victim shaming is victim shaming.
That's true. That is very true.
Indeed. Indeed. But, I mean, there was some happy news this week.
Really? Give us some happy news, Gunn.
Oh, well, you know, all those, what do we call them? Freedom fighters? Nope, that's not the word I'm looking for. Patriots? No. It does, yes, that's it. Terrorists. they all elected to stop using their cell phones some time ago. You know why?
No, why did they stop using their cell phones?
Well, because an unknown country would target them on their cell phones and send in murder drones and wipe them out.
Murder drones.
And they decided that was a bad idea. Maybe we should stop using the cell phones and we'll go to one-way technology, pagers. It's okay to laugh when terrible people get punished. Says so in the Bible. I got three or four quotes for you if you really want them.
Okay.
All courtesy of Ben Shapiro, which I thought was hilarious. He even gave a New Testament quote. He said, quote, for those of you so inclined.
They're like most of us. It's okay, Ben.
it's like, all right, Ben. That's, you know what? I'm right. All right with that. Yeah, it seems like all their pagers exploded at the same time out there in Lebanon.
Mm. So that was,
they were out there running at people going, la 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 boom. And where do you keep your pager usually? When those of you, I'm sorry, Chief, you don't know about pagers. They happened before you were born.
So that's not true because I used to repair pagers.
Oh, I didn't realize that. My apologies.
Yeah, most pagers are worn on your belt, somewhere in the front. midsection of your body, yes.
Just above the, shall we say, the gentleman's regions.
Yes, and suddenly there were a lot of nut-free zone jokes going around.
Yes, I saw one. I just need to know what is the following sentence?
You mean to one? Can I say it? From the liver to the knee?
Yes, but the colon will be free. I mean,
there you go. Oh, God.
Yeah, because then they switched to walkie-talkies, and the next day those blew up.
It's almost like somebody knew, and you know they're going to go to walkie-talkies on Thursday, right?
Oh, those dudes are going to be afraid to pick up a pencil in a couple of days. Didn't you tell me that, correct, during the week? And
I said all they've got left is semaphore flags, and I'm waiting for those things to burst into flames.
Oh my God, you made me laugh so hard I had to sit down and stop talking. That may be a first.
Which is an impressive feat in and of itself, you know.
Indeed.
Well.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. I did, Crutch, also get some truth from members of the Republican Party. I went to the Great Frederick Fair this weekend.
Not just the regular fair?
Well, that's what it's called, the Great Frederick Fair. And, you know, the people up in Frederick are much more conservative than they are down here in the Democratic People's Republic.
I've heard that.
And we went to hear a Christian band called Casting Crowns.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that with your concert ticket, which was really pretty reasonable, I think it was like right around $50 a piece for us,
mm-hmm.
you get a day ticket to the fair too.
Oh, nice.
So we went, you know, in the early afternoon and enjoyed the fair and had some food and then went to the concert, which, you know, is full of Christian people. It was a very well-behaved concert crowd. No,
I mean, probably none of that sweet-smelling smoke either.
No smoke at all. It said no smoking, so we didn't.
Yes. If you caught on fire, you ran out of the building.
I went to the, past the GOP booth, and you know that I've been trying to find reasons to talk to our listeners about, you know, what can we say that might get people to actually vote for Lockdown Larry Ho-Ho Hogan?
Mm-hmm. And?
Because you and I don't plan to do that.
No, sir.
The nice man that I talked to, who was a good 4 inches taller than me.
Wow.
Yeah, big dude. He goes, oh, brother, a Democrat in that role is better than a rhino because you at least know what the Democrat's going to do.
Yep.
He was in the Hogan booth. He goes, the guy's inconsistent.
Hmm. Yep.
Nothing we can do.
We don't have Mitt Romney.
I'm going to not vote. Well, I can't not vote. So I know who I am supporting.
Who's that?
I'm going to support the new campaign that we just launched. It's called Crutch! Exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
Like Jeb?
You're welcome.
Yes, exactly. Although we hope to get more votes, which shouldn't be hard.
If you get one, and you're going to get one.
I already know we got one because I watched her vote. Our number one fan has already cast a vote for me.
That is awesome.
She also cast a vote for herself for a school board, so that'll be interesting too.
We're going to ask for a vote count when the election is over, Chief, and see how many votes he got. Because I know he's getting two from my household. He's getting both mine and Hurricane's.
I am honored. Thank you so much.
That's three total so far.
Well,
I assume he's going to vote for himself.
Because I'm, you know, an egotist.
And do you think Mrs. Crutch will vote for you?
No.
Yeah. What? That's terrible.
She's not going to vote for Hogan, is she?
I have no idea. I don't think she's going to vote for also ran.
I don't like Hogan. Nope. Don't like him. Don't like him at all.
Nope. Like that Captain Colonel thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Captain Corporal. Right.
Wow. Captain Corporal from MASH.
Yeah.
A seldom watched episode.
Yeah, very much so.
Was that the one where the actor who played
it was the one where they brought BJ Honeycutt in. They had just picked up Honeycutt and Hawkeye wanted to take him to the officer's quarters and Radar's like, I can't go in there. Ah, yeah, sure, here you go. Stole a couple of ribbons from BJ and himself and put them on. Because, you know, I mean, we stole them from BJ because it's not like Hawkeye ever wore his.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ever.
I know. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, please vote for me. Vote early, vote often.
It is Maryland after all.
Right.
You know, I could probably vote anyway.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's
like 10 years more than I could be able to vote, Chief.
So here's my hope. My hope is that I'm not voting.
At all?
No, over there.
Oh.
Because the way that things go on over there, I know at least when I was there, I had the past three owners of that house, I got their mail-in ballots. Which I burned.
Good for you.
But I don't know that that will happen while I'm not there. So if the trend continues, the current resident
might be voting as you.
Well, not just me, but the previous.
And all the others. It's a historic. We vote historically. I've got seven generations of owners here, and I'm voting for them all.
I'm pretty sure.
Very civic-minded of him.
But, you know, Chief, in a way, you shouldn't even bother with the whole voting thing. I mean, there's a really good chance you're already married to royalty, and they don't need a vote. Good God,
that's true. Man. You saw what happened to that family, right?
And yet another reason why they should come back to power to right that wrong.
By the way, Crutch.
Yes, sir.
Since you pointed out to me in a private conversation when we found out Chief might actually be... Russian royalty, that because the Russians don't really have the consort to the ruler.
No, they don't.
So not only does Chief not get a title, but because there's no male ruler,
right?
Then Chief's wife can't be a Tsarina.
Right, she would be an empress.
And I said to Hurricane, what would she be? She didn't even hesitate. She goes, empress. This is the part of history that she studied for her degree.
Yeah. Yep.
She wrote Russian history, a paper on Russian history up until the 1918 revolution. And she goes, oh, it'd be empress. And I'm like, wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah. So we might be in the almost inner circle of the future Russian a monarchy. Be awesome.
Boy, she would really take care of things over there, man. That would be so awesome.
I would literally get the entire Russian concession on popcorn because I would just sit and eat it all. Yeah.
Well, here's what I can tell you.
She's on the way.
Yaroslav the Wise would be the one in charge, except he's on the front line fighting somewhere, or hopefully we haven't heard from him since July 15th. Everyone is upset. The friends that I have in NATO said that Zelensky just paid them a visit, thanking them for the ammunition, to which they were all upset that now they said the Russians know where the ammunition is coming from.
Way to go, blabbermouth.
So that is the joke going on in Germany at the moment.
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. There is no joking in Germany.
No, they're not allowed.
I know I'm going to get a call from Mr. Browning. Like, just the moment I said it, I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. Oh, well. Sorry, Mrs. Browning.
Half of my family would disagree with you as well. Because I've heard them joke.
Really?
In German.
What does a German joke sound like? Does it sound funny?
Du hast ein Schweinhund?
I knew one of those words.
I know the last one there, yeah. I've used it. I was like, you know.
Ich habe eine große Füße.
Four. I don't know.
Now, Balazar joke is we go around saying, I have big feet.
That's not a joke. That's more of a, you know, humble brag, isn't it?
You know. You know, like the things I can say in Polish, like your grandmother is an umbrella.
Yeah.
Is that an old saying that means something deep and it's just not a weird set of words put together?
I don't know, but all the words I've put together never come out right. I'm like the Norm Crosby of Poland.
It's or like, it's like mangia la porta, eat the door.
See, we all understand. We all,
exactly.
Well, I'm happy to be back with you all.
I am glad that we are all here and having some fun with this. And yeah, my poor son, you know, he really does need your help there out there, Chief. There's a college out in Western Pennsylvania that the Chief, in his previous life as a resident of Maryland, set up the whole network for. And I am not blaming him because he's been gone long enough that they had ample time to screw it up. That the folks, good folks from Cisco, haven't gotten back to them yet, which is probably not a good sign. So he
left an app there. Huh? We left an app there.
That's all.
To resolve the. Well, it would have narrowed down where the particular problem is.
You want to give somebody a call? There was a name on that email that I shot you to. Shot the link.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It's not the woman that I interacted with, so.
Ah, okay.
But then again, that was 20 years ago.
Well, if you look at this college, not much has changed. Yeah.
All right.
Well.
Me is Novell Networks. <'Cause that's laughs> <what's>
Awesome. Oh, you know what we didn't get to? But that's okay. We'll save it for next week. There's actually been some good news with regard to my little Ford car, and we'll save it for next week. Thank you all for listening so much. We appreciate all of the listening. We appreciate all of the feedback and the good wishes. And please tell your friends about our show. And before we go, of course, you need to really, really listen to this week's commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Menachem's Cell Phones, Pagers, and More. Need a cell phone so everyone can target, know where you are? How about a nice pager or walkie-talkie? Menachem's got what you need, good rates, no long-term contract needed, and a special discount for terrorists, I mean freedom fighters. Call today and ask about his Ballbuster special. And Goon's Old Stuff Store. What do you mean you want new? If old was good enough for our parents, it's good enough for you. Sure, you have to spend countless hours fixing and jury-rigging, but it will be like a hobby and keep you out of trouble. Think of all the money you will save and all the stuff you won't spend that money on. You are welcome. And Crutch, exclamation point. The only viable candidate for Maryland Senate. If you are voting in Maryland this year, good news. You have only one choice for U.S. Senate. Sure, you could choose either Tax Dodger, also Rim, or Lockdown Larry, but wouldn't you rather have Crutch? Of course you would. Write in Crutch, exclamation point, every time you vote this year.
I'm Crutch, and I approve this ad.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.